What's up, you guys? I'm Caleb. As always, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I didn't assume or consider how challenging this was going to be from time to time. Let's roll the intro. All right, so I didn't realize how challenging this was going to be. It's quite challenging from time to time. I question myself. I'm like, is it really the right thing? Am I really doing the right thing right now? Or do I need to do something else? Is there a better option for me? Is there something that I could do differently? Is there a way that I could possibly provide more or do something, be able to give back in a way that's better, more authentic, more engaging, more entertaining? And it's just like, I don't know what that way is. And it's trying to figure out that one thing that it's just like, well, so I'm reading a book right now called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson, I believe. I'll link it down in the description below. And there's a part in that book when he talks about how he wanted to be a rock star or a musician. And he saw the vision, he saw himself doing it, and he was like, this is fantastic, I love this. It's just, he's like, you have to love the process. If you don't love the process, then you're not going to actually achieve your goal. You're not going to actually get what you want to get, or you're not going to actually achieve your goal that you're setting out to do. Because it's all about the process. It's all about loving what you do on a daily basis. If you don't love what you do, if you don't love the process of waking up early, of working out, of doing yoga, of journaling, of meditating, of creating content, of brainstorming, of trying to come up with ideas of what people want to buy, of what people don't want to buy, of why people buy one thing versus why they don't buy another thing. If you don't love that, then you're not going to do it. And I don't get me wrong, I love what I'm doing right now, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing it up until this point. And I understand that there can be a time when I can just be like, hey, no, I'm going to throw in the towel and I'm going to give up. But it's just, I don't feel that. I don't feel like giving up. I feel like it's bigger than myself. It's just, I'm trying to figure out what makes my stuff unique. I'm trying to figure out what makes my content stand out from all the rest. And that's where I'm having this challenges, is because it's like, okay, so this resonates a little bit, but it's still not resonating a lot. And I know that I just have to be persistent and consistent, because I've only been doing it for almost 5 months now, I'd say so, pretty much, more or less 5 months. And it's like, I think I want it to happen right now. It's just, it's not. And maybe it's because I'm not going to the right target market. Maybe I'm not going to the right people. And I can completely understand how that would help me not be able to get the right amount of people. Because if I don't know who I'm targeting, then there's no way that somebody would want to listen to what I have to say. Now, if, say, on the other hand, I figure out a way to target the right individuals, I figure out a way to target the people that want to hear my message, that are wanting to have more time, are wanting to be more disciplined, are wanting to be happier, are wanting to have a quiet mind, then maybe I'll be able to understand who I need to target. Maybe I take more time to sit around and think and just contemplate, is this really the right thing to do? Or maybe I do writing. I like to write and I like to journal. I just don't like to edit. I don't like re-editing my work. And it's the same thing with my videos too. I like creating them. I like talking about them. I like creating. I enjoy doing this. I'm not a huge fan of going back and editing the videos and then posting them. I enjoy posting them. Don't get me wrong. I like that and writing the copy and whatnot. I'm not a huge fan of just editing myself. Editing somebody else, perfect. I don't mind. It's just, I just don't want to always hear myself talk. And that's the challenging part. Is I would much rather just kind of sit in the back of the room. Maybe not even the back of the room, but just sit back and just listen and watch and witness. And I would much rather interview some people. It's just, where do I find those people? There's people I've got to be out there, right? I'd assume as much. It's just as challenging from time to time, because I'm like, is what I'm really doing the right thing? I feel like it is. It's just, there's times when I'm like, it's so hard and just lonely and it's challenging. And I'm like, I just want it to work out. I just want to be financially free. I just want to have control over my time. I want to be able to go exercise. I want to be able to go work out when I want to work out. I just want to go do what I want to do when I want to do it. Like, I want to be able to go to the gym. I want to be able to go to Denver. I want to be able to hang out with friends. I want to be able to, like, I know I can do that. It's just I'd always be stressing, like, do I have enough money to buy this? Do I have enough money to buy that? And I know that money's not the end-all be-all. It's just like, oh, it's challenging. It's really quite challenging because I don't know. I really genuinely don't know. I don't know. And that's the part I know I'll figure it out. It's just like, I just want it now. I want to know the one idea. I just want it to work, and I just want to have money come in, and yeah. I don't know, that was me just kind of complaining a bit. I don't know, dude. I don't know anymore. Like, I'd rather have other people talk. I want to listen to other people, but how do I get other people? I just ask them. I know I just have to ask them. Like, I mean, it's as simple as that. I just have to ask people, be like, hey, would you be interested in me interviewing you? But it's like, why? Why would they want me to interview them? What makes, like, it's like they could be a nobody. But, I mean, at the same time, though, I would want to know their story. But just because I want to know their story doesn't mean that the market wants to know their story. And that's the challenge. It's like, I don't know, man. This is what I'm saying. This is why it's challenging. It's because I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I know what to do, and I feel like I have the ideas, and I know I have at least something to give back and at least something to share. It's just how and where do I share it? Like, I know that me sharing it on YouTube, like, yeah, and on Instagram, yes, it helps, but it's just, it's not resonating. It's like, why? Why is it not resonating? But then I have all these other people that are like, no, like, you're going to do, like, I have friends and family that are like, you're going to do great work. Like, what you're doing right now, like, you're miles and miles ahead of kids your age right now. It's just, maybe I target 25 to 34-year-olds. I don't know. Just how do I make it unique? I want to make it memorable. I want to make it so people want to keep coming back. Just how do I do that? And that's the challenging thing is, how do you figure out what to do without doing it? It's just, yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I wish I did. I wish I had all the answers. I feel like everybody wishes they had all the answers of, oh, this is right and this isn't right. I don't think we do, though. Think that we just have to figure it out. If it works out, cool. If not, then scrap it and move on. Try something else. But when do you know when that right moment is? Like, you know, I was thinking of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy the other day or last night or something like that. And it's like, what's the magical number of the universe? And it's like 42. Like, you see 42 everywhere. So I want to do more than 42. Like, because I wanted to get to 100. And don't get me wrong, I'll get to 100. And I wanted to interview other people. And I'm just like, I don't know. I need a microphone. I'd like to get another microphone and, like, a Zoom and a camera that records over 30 minutes because I have a general idea and or feeling that the interviews that I do or the podcasts that I do with these people in my town or around the world on Skype will have a lot to say. They'll have more to say, and I'll need more than 30 minutes because I'd like to capture it on audio and on video just for prosperity's sakes. And I know that I don't have to do that right at first. It's just something that I would like to do, and I know that I have to ask for help. I think that'll make things less challenging. Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We all figure it out from day to day. When I figure it out, I'll do my best to let you guys know. Because if you can overcome a challenge, you can overcome the feeling that you feel of, is this really going to work out the way that I hope it will? I have a feeling, yes, it will. I can just feel it. I can just feel and see what I have to do to be able to have it to work out. And I know that I have to hire more people, and that's why I'm like, I'd like to have a job that pays me more so I can hire other people so that I can pay them so that I can focus more on the vision. It's just, how do you describe something? Let me ask you this. How do you describe something that you see in your head, but other people don't quite understand because you aren't able to, and maybe that's on my part. Maybe I need to be able to describe it better. I don't know. I still need to post on Instagram today, too. I know that has no meaning whatsoever to you guys. I know. I really don't have much of anything else to add. Today's episode was... I don't think it was great. And I apologize for that. I shouldn't be releasing bad content. It's just, I don't know which one's going to hit. So it's like I just put it all out there, figure out, oh, hey, this one worked, oh, this one didn't work, and then I would go from there. Just I have no other way of knowing. I could be like, oh, yeah, this one will work, and then that one completely fails, and another one is like, oh, this one won't work, and then it works. And, I mean, it's not like any of my videos have worked so far. I just have a feeling that they will one day. I genuinely do have a feeling that somebody will find them and then they can completely change somebody's life. Or maybe I'll go back. I probably won't go back and watch them. But maybe someday my kids will be like, hey, Dad, what'd you do in your 20s? And I'll be like, well, you know, I was trying to figure it out. I think I figured it out. I was talking with myself and I was helping other people and I was sharing my words online. And then all of a sudden it just struck. But it took me some time to get there. But I got there. So just remember this. If you are ever wanting to achieve anything, you have to stay persistent. You have to stay consistent. So you have to stay persistently consistent. If you do this, then technically you can achieve anything you set out to do.